School is out for another day at Richardson Primary in Canberra's southern suburbs. But one small room is teeming with loud, excited children. They're all here for the YWCA's Clubhouse program. Let's find out what it's about.
My name's Luke Ferguson. I am the coordinator here at the YWCA Clubhouse.
What is the Clubhouse?
Well, the Clubhouse is amazing. It's STEM-based. They've now called it STEAM. They've thrown A in there for arts and another M at the end for music. So it covers your science and technology, obviously, in a really fun setting. It's an after-school program that runs from 3 to 6. A lot of the work that we're doing here is tech-based. So there's lots of computer use. And obviously, kids today are quite tech-savvy. The age range of students here, it's from year 5 up to year 12. The large majority of our cohort is year 5, year 6. We've got some high school year 7, 8 students coming in as well.
What's the aim of it though? Why these particular kids and why this area?
This area was one of the lower socioeconomic areas when the Clubhouse started in 2014. Clubhouse is actually based on a Boston model. It started out in Boston, and there is currently 100 clubhouses in the world, but only 3 in Australia. It's to give students access to technology that they may not have the access to. So giving them opportunity to do some incredible things in a supportive, inclusive environment. And as you can see today, it's organized chaos today. There's lots of excitement going on and lots of really exciting projects happening at the moment.
My name is Ava Chalk. I'm 11 years old and I live in Richardson. When you come to Clubhouse, it's just like hanging out with friends and just a safe space to interact with people. Me and my sister fight a lot, but also so I can hang out with my friends and take funny photos and do videos and stuff.
There is so much in here that when I walked in, I couldn't work out what I'd like to go do first. Which is your favourite part?
Either doing producing or taking photos. I don't really sing, but I like to make cool beats and stuff, but I don't have stuff like this at home, so yeah.
Yeah. So how would you describe how you feel when you're here?
I feel energetic and happy to just be around my friends and stuff and take a little break from my sister.
My name is Riley. I am 11 and I am from Richardson. I have been coming to the Clubhouse for about 2 years.
What do you love about it?
The computers and the Lego.
And have you made good friends since you've been here?
Yeah, I've made a couple.
How do you like school?
I think school's good. But it also gets boring, like very boring at times.
Are you watching the clock to come here?
Yeah, most of the days.
We've just recently souped up the music studio, which has been a huge hit. We installed some LED lights, which was one of the requests, and a tiny disco ball, which makes all the difference. So it's a really nice setting for the students to access after school.
Elsie, I'm 12 and I'm from Young.
And why did you come to the Clubhouse?
Because one of my friends said that I should come to see what it's like, and she thinks that I would like it. And then I started coming and it was real fun, and I got to meet more people from other schools.
What's fun about it?
Playing music, doing art, making posters and just talking to friends. I've been taking photos of people and then editing them and putting onto a poster, and because I'm in high school next year, so it's giving me ideas. So like, something that I've wanted is like a camera so I can take photos, and then at home on my computer I can do like edits like I am now. It's fun.
So the best part of being here, the people or the stuff?
Everything.
What song are you going to sing?
Halo.
Who's that by?
Beyonce. Remember those walls I built? Oh, baby, they're tumbling down.
There's lots of computer coding going on. We have Photoshop, and that's an industry standard software for graphic design. And if they can master that, it's a pathway to, you know, things further on down the track.
There's also some great equipment here. Where does that all come from?
Most of the equipment has been donated. We have some philanthropists who have been really kind to the organisation. We have a constant stream of people who hear about what's happening here and just want to help out. The beauty of it is we don't need the latest cutting edge technology. We've got forward-thinking students here. We've got a passionate team. There's a young gentleman called Zach here who actually designed some games that some of the other students could access online during COVID. We've had to cap it at 14 students post-COVID, but we've got a number of outside spaces where the students have been taking photographs, which has been a big hit. So we've plastered the walls of the clubhouse with some of their handiwork over the last week or so. I think a lot of them, they're so used to looking at the photos on their smartphones. The idea of seeing printed photos was such a novelty for them, which I got a huge kick out of. A few of the photos that we put up on the wall have disappeared, I've noticed. I think the students are so proud of their work that they're keen to take it home to show off. But we'll let that one slide. Last Thursday, I just sat back and I looked and I saw five different stations of activity going on, and it was students teaching students, which is what you want. You want it to be a student-driven space, creating incredible things that they may not get a chance to do in the home setting in a extremely fun, and yeah, it's fun. It's so much fun.